Blog Talk Radio.
If anybody has any information about the news program that was banned from YouTube because they said that the cure for the virus, before we go up the air, you know, if you can call us and try to get through a 213-816-1650, would like to find out more information about that and what, you know, if it's what it is and if it's true and if anybody knows anything about it. The NBC is reporting this, but they didn't give the name of the news carrier. So if anybody has any information about YouTube banning the news carrier that said that the cure for the coronavirus, and they wouldn't let them publish, they took down the information. You know, they cut it off the YouTube. We'd greatly appreciate your contacting us. You can email us at innersight@pmpmail.com without an attachment, and let us know if you have any info on this subject. Again, the YouTube banning some news carrier or television station, whatever it was, claiming that there's a cure for the COVID-19. Inner Sight, open mic around the world, and the number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to listen or if you want to talk. You go into the number and follow the instructions. You push number one, you'll be in the queue. And when our engineer is on board, we'll be able to recognize you. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, open mic. You can talk about anything you want tonight. Keep it clean. None of this crazy wild stuff. You know, enough of that going on. So, I guess the big story of the day is that Mr. Trump has finally agreed to inform Mr. Biden. And the first set of information is on the national security, which is very, very important. The president should know about that. And as to the lawsuit and all that, I don't know what's going on with that. Some people say it's ongoing. Other people want him to drop it. You know, so I don't know, that will play itself out in whatever way it will. I think the most important thing is getting people help. Get this stimulus out to us. People need funding. They need help. I mean, it's just outrageous how people are losing their business, you know. Now, there's one cafe around here where I live in Long Island, New York, Suffolk County, that is open. You know, you can go in, sit down, and all that. Then you go down the block to the local coffee place, and they throw you out. You can't sit in there. And, you know, there's no consistency in any of this. I mean, not that I would like to see all places closed, but at least if you had consistency, you could deal with it better, I think. So it's hit and miss. It's what they did before when the virus got worse. And then they relaxed all these things. Now they're going in the direction of bringing it back. The same stuff they did before that didn't help people made it worse. So, now who knows about this vaccine? Every day you get a different slant on this vaccine business. Now, who knows what's going to happen with that? That remains to be seen. I hope they don't start covering up the fatalities occur from the vaccine. It's another danger that you have to watch out for. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue, and adopting the Keto 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Keto Lady, so you can check them out online or call and adopt an Akita. And yes, an Akita can be a guide dog, time and time again. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them, protect them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight, remind you. We think of Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few youngsters who have passed away, who are disabled. There's a whole list. I mean, if we had to name them all, that would be a whole show every night. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. My buddy, Mr. Anthony Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get a house, or just get some good info. Islip, New York. That's local in Long Island, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, good friend to Inner Sight. Well, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of the organization. And my buddy Gary. And you can dial him up at 631-484-3085. Great, great guy. If you're disabled and you have a service dog, or even if you don't have a service animal, let Gary know that, you know, you have a problem getting to him.
Hello.
to get the food, and he will try to accommodate you. Again, 631-484-3085. Yeah, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, since you're here, let's get the Able News.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled to serve the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight open mic. Don't forget to sign our petition to license the service dog schools so people can have a fair chance when dealing with them. We have close to 80,000 names. I wish we had 80 million.
Oh, God, do I?
That's the number I think.
Really?
For some reason, that's the number that registers in my mind. 80 million would do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Why not 90 or 100?
Yeah, well, that's even better.
That's what I'm saying. Why not 80? Yeah. Why only 80?
Oh. I'll take a million for now and build on it.
Yeah.
All right. 213-816-1650. And again, if anyone has any information on this news program that was barred from YouTube. Mm-mm. Because they said they're the cure for the virus. We'd like to hear from you. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to identify yourself. Anyone listening who maybe is affiliated with those news people, call us or drop us an email. Innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. All right, open mic around the world, and the stock market zoomed up.
Yeah.
You know, on the information that Mr. Trump is working with Mr. Biden now.
Yeah.
And
that's the only reason, I guess, right? The two of them.
Well, also this vaccine.
Yeah.
Those are the reasons they talk about on the news.
Yeah.
You know, but stuff can change from day to day. But, you know, we need to hear more, and we need more stimulus.
That's true.
To help
Very
people.
Much true, Frank.
You know, there's not enough being done about this stimulus business. It keeps getting overshadowed. So now Mr. Trump is dealing with Mr. Biden. The vaccine is supposedly going to be distributed in a few weeks. So now forget about all that stuff and get the stimulus out there. That's how I look at it. People need help. You know. All right, Innersight. Open mic, anything you want to talk about at all, you can put it right here. So, we have any callers out there?
Let me check. Hold on.
Yeah. All right. 213-816-1650.
Yes. We have Maureen.
Oh, Maureen, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, before we take Maureen's call, the horrible, horrible situation, and especially now with the holidays coming upon us, you know, that these nursing home people, along with the politicians, I mean, they obviously have no holiday spirit, so to speak, to you know, to bring people together. Now, that's one of the things that the holidays are supposed to do, bring people together. You know, loved ones especially.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard one thing about these nursing homes where people are trapped and loved ones can't see them. What are they doing to bring people together? You know, I mean, they should
be
doing
a lot. I don't know if it's much the nursing homes as much as it is our governor.
Wow.
Seriously.
They're taking their orders from him.
Yeah, because when I called, when we had
our first instruction, you know, to say, you know, oh, we have to, you know, every 14 days, yada, 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 right? And then when we got the COVID testing order, they're like, oh, I can't believe it. They were really upset. They really were. We finally got the go-ahead and yada, yada. And then now we got this. I can't believe this. You know, they were kind of upset about it. And, you know, you're not the ones dealing with the families who are constantly calling us. Why don't you come and answer the phones, you know, and answer and field these calls? You know, because
the administration of these nursing homes, I have to believe, could be doing a lot more to...
Yeah, I'd like to know what they... You know.
Bring people together to allow some visiting of people who are revealed negative with this virus. You know?
Well, I agree with that.
There's got to be a way to do it.
You know what I think?
I mean, what is it? Ten people are allowed to gather? You know?
Yeah.
So do it that way.
But see, here's the issue.
No more.
Here's the issue. As soon as one person in the nursing home reveals to have the virus, one person, they have to shut down the whole nursing home, which is stupid. If you ask
me. Well, bring the person out of the nursing home. Find a room, a place that'll let you. You know, you can at least say that nobody has this virus. We've checked them all. You know, and arrange a visit. Why aren't they doing that? Forget about the nursing home. Bring the person out. You know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Knights of Columbus Hall maybe would open for something like that. A church.
They're not doing that. They're not doing any of that.
I know they're not doing any of that. That's why I say
you know why?
They're not doing their best. They don't give a damn.
No, you know what they're thinking? They're thinking that, you know, because of the virus, basically the people in this vulnerable, you know, position, that they're, you know, putting them more at risk. In some senses, because they are.
But if everyone's tested before they go in the damn door, how are they putting them at more of a risk?
Because there's an incubation period.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
For this virus,
they say there is.
Everything is a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If they have these tests, what are they going to say then? That the test is no good?
Obviously it is.
I mean, either one way or the other.
Right.
Either the damn test is good before you go in the door, or they want you to take your temperature or whatever the hell it is. You know? You let the person, and they can wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Put the damn thing on. You know? You let the person visit with their loved one. You find a place.
I know.
You know? They're not doing it.
They're not doing
nothing. They're not extending themselves, you know? Forget about in the nursing home. I'm talking about outside the damn place. There's got to be a place in every community. Every community has a place.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get the damn people to open the place up for a couple hours, and you know, you let someone visit their relatives or whatever. So a lot more could be done by these places that isn't being done. We all know that. They're notorious.
We know
that.
I know that.
They don't give a damn.
You know why I'm laughing and why I'm saying what I'm saying is because I'm telling you what they would be saying in return, and or what the government would be saying in return in retaliation to what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. Maureen told me today, we'll get her on the line, but she told me today that people are allowed to go out and visit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get Maureen on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're allowed to go out and visit, why aren't they arranging these damn things?
All right, hold on.
Inner Sight Live, open mic.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys. Hi, hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, they can go out and visit, and they have to have a 24-hour, you know, screening process for negativity before they're allowed back in. So, but like I've said, this whole testing thing is so stupid because you could get tested on Monday, had the virus by Wednesday. It's a waste of everything, these tests. They don't prove a darn thing.
No, they don't.
You know, they really don't. You have
to
test
every day.
They
don't even trust their own testing.
Testing.
Sounds like to me.
Well, whatever's going on, is going wrong, because we have been masked up, we have been hand sanitized, we've been social distanced, we've been everything under the sun for the past 8-9 months, and it's coming back worse. So whatever we're doing, it's not working out. So
well, of course,
perhaps we should try something else.
We said that months ago.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Exactly. Now
that
the lady today said,
"I'm staying indoors away from everybody."
Yeah. Oh yeah. They came out with the stupid. Oh, the droplets could travel like 400, whatever. I don't know what the last number was. Well, what are you supposed to do? Like
somebody
not walk within like 2 miles of each other? I mean, it's so stupid. What are we supposed to
miles,
do?
2 miles. That's about right.
Yeah, you know,
well,
what are we supposed
funny.
To have an acre of land to walk on?
Right.
I mean, when you stop
and
think of some of what they say, it's just so stupid. It's ridiculous. I mean,
go
do
on,
they think everybody's
the
stupid? All right, there are a lot of stupid people out there, but I don't happen to be one of them. I read between the lines and
Maureen,
figure things out, you know?
Maureen, I got it. You're
yeah.
visually impaired. I'm visually impaired, hearing impaired, and on a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
okay? And
yeah. Yeah.
I'm waving on one side of the street and screaming, okay? And you say, Suzanne, I'm over here. Where?
Yeah.
I can see this whole thing playing out real well.
Yeah. It's just, you know, one day I'm standing in front of the urgent care center after being tested, and this one went by and coughed near me, and I thought, oh, I better push away. Then I thought, well, no, I can't push 400 some odd feet away from where this one, and then I'll be in somebody else's droplets. It's just too stupid for words, really.
That's
and today the lady
thing.
At the nursing home said they got a really new strict thing from the commissioner. I don't know which commissioner of health,
please.
I guess. That's really strict.
Mm.
So... You know, it's
what did
just not. Oh, and the governor was going to bring his mom up for Thanksgiving, which I'm sure he still will.
Yeah,
but
will.
We can't see our moms.
Hmm.
Frank, what were you saying? Because when the show came on, it was already you were talking again. So what exactly
happened
with the YouTube?
Oh, yeah. NBC was reporting before I went on the air. I listened to their CNBC, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Reporting that YouTube has banned a news station or paper
that
is claiming that they're the cure for the virus. They took them off YouTube. They're not allowing them to publish. I'm trying to find out who it is.
Man.
And
well, you know,
what
this
they,
is really scary when things are being censored, you know?
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
Well, I
want to
find out
what really
it
is.
It'd be interesting.
Why would they take them off? You know?
Well, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
Who knows?
Oh,
you know? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this is true, this is a bombshell
right.
in this country.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
maybe because it's happened
know,
under
you know.
Trump's administration. Maybe because it's happened under Trump's administration again, and they don't like when that happens, you know?
Or maybe it's
know.
Something that's not true. Who knows? You don't know, or vice versa.
You don't
maybe
know.
Something that is true. Who knows? You know?
Who knows?
I don't
know what to believe
anybody.
Anymore. I really, truly don't. I'm just so
you?
Sick of the whole damn thing. I don't even know what to believe, what to think. I just, I'm so heartbroken over my mom. That's it. I am just heartbroken over her being there, me being there, here. The first Thanksgiving will be a part in our whole lives. And who knows? Who knows? I just want her to stay well, not get there. And the workers keep bringing it in. That's the part. They keep bringing it in. You know, that's I would be willing. There's one nursing home I did hear on the news a month or so ago. That the visitors were, you know, had to wear the PPEs. I wouldn't mind doing that. I could deal with that if it means seeing my mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Shoot, I'd wear everything under the sun.
I wouldn't mind putting the gowns and everything on if it meant being with her and seeing her.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, they got to find ways. Yeah. They have to. I have a number for a nursing home task force that over the. After the holidays are over, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. after the holidays are over, I'm going to get in touch with them because this is cruel and inhumane. And like they said again today, when you see all these demonstrators and all these people partying and everything else, and then you can't visit your loved one in a nursing home. Cruel and inhumane, really, totally.
Okay, here we go. You want to know what it is? It's a far right. It's One America News Network banned from YouTube for 1 week for posting bogus video about Cure. Yeah. We watch all
those. Yeah, that's the...
We watch that one, too. We watch
it's
one
of them.
What are they saying?
Network.
What are they saying
it is
the
a
Cure
Republican
is?
Network. I don't know. Find out right now.
What?
Look,
how can
anything
you know
Republican,
how do you
they
know
will
bogus,
ban.
Then?
They don't want it on. That's really sad.
Yeah, but they're not saying what it is. You don't know that it's bogus.
No, you don't know what it is.
What
they
did,
don't say.
What did it say exactly, Suzanne?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Yeah, find that news service.
Oh.
What are they called? One America?
Yeah, One America News Network. We
see
watch.
If you can find it, maybe they'll tell you what it is.
I'm looking,
Be interesting to know.
You know,
it
used
sense.
To be
oh,
that the news media put
a
out a story
video.
And then you...
Wait a minute. Hold up, Maureen. Hold up. What?
It's a Google... It's a punitive action is deemed a strike by Google-owned video giant under a three strikes policy that permanently bans any video providers after a third violation. It's only for 1 week. By YouTube's rules, imposing the strike means that OAM had already elicited a warning. A pre-strike.
All right, we know all that, but what's
spreading
the cure?
Blah,
that's
blah,
what
blah.
I want to know.
Okay, I'm trying to find out. Hold on. Any report about...
So they're only
going to
keep
them
on for a week, so they can't feel that strongly about it.
No.
So
I'm
it's going
to
go back up.
What it is, though. Yeah, it is.
And
no,
who sets the rules about what can be
up,
on and what's taken off?
They're not
going
to be taken off permanently, meaning the One America, I'm sorry, the OAM. I'm just going to make it simple for myself here and reading because my head is killing me today.
I'd like to know what the cure is, what they're claiming.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm just perusing to find the cure.
You know,
why don't you continue with the show and I'll look for the cure.
Usually when they say this bogus, they're talking about some herbal stuff that... that they don't approve of, usually. You know. Anyway, Maureen, what do you think of the idea of that I mentioned a little while ago? Where find a place, you know, where the loved ones can visit, and bring the residents there. You know, do the testing, whatever you got to do. Wear the mask.
Man.
You know. And visit with your loved one.
It's just so far out there now that you don't know who might have it at the place.
Nobody else would be there.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if somebody's in the place or how... My mom would have to travel in an ambulance. How do I know they don't even have it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds good, but... I just don't want the thought of taking her outside, even. You know what I mean? Because I have no idea.
Well,
all I know is, for 9 months, I have been out, and I haven't...
Going in there.
I'm sorry?
Taking her out. Yeah.
I know, but if it's supposed to be, like, out there in the city, and...
More of a risk.
I just don't know.
All these ambulances now are supposed to be sterilized, because, you know, you hope they are, but...
What's supposed to be sterilized, Frank?
The amulets and all that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who knows? That's
well,
the thing.
Knows,
you know,
but,
you don't even know.
You got more
you
of a risk.
You don't even really know.
Going in there than you do bringing her out.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to order audio tapes because I miss, you know, listening to them and it passes the time and all. But how do I know that somebody who had them, you know, how do I know if they've cleaned them and everything to send them back? You know what I mean? To send them to me. I don't even want to get anything. I don't know. I know I've been out and all over, and thank God I haven't had it. So, but how do I know these other people? Where are these workers at the nursing home? Where do they keep getting it from? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who knows?
I mean, if I go out, I wear the mask. Sometimes if it's bothering me, I pull it down because I have to breathe too. My friend said she did the same thing yesterday because she couldn't breathe. I do the hand sanitizer when I come in. Not all the time when I'm out, but when I come in, I wash my hands good. And thank God I've been fine. So where are these CNAs and all the workers getting it there that they bring it in? What are they doing wrong?
Who knows?
They're
telling you the truth about this. That's the other part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Who the hell knows?
Yeah, you know.
Did you find anything on that cure?
Yeah, I don't see anything that says what it is. They just said that they were denied. They don't say what it is.
Ah. Well, and who
which
knows?
Really sad. Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe they'll have more about it tomorrow. I don't seem to see it, but I know what it. Oh wait, here's another one. Fake cure. Promotes fake cure. Hold on, let me see what that is. I'll keep looking, Frank, while you continue.
Yeah. I mean, fake cure. What's the fake cure?
What is the fake cure? Exactly.
Anybody can say that.
1 minute read. They must have posted something. Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, how could they be justified to take them off? You know.
How about Twitter? Did they have anything on Twitter?
No.
Or just YouTube.
Just YouTube.
Didn't say anything about Twitter, but who knows? But
just YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, these administrators of these nursing homes could be doing a hell of a lot more to bring people together, especially in view of the fact that they're taking in all this damn money. You know, and they're denying people the right to see their loved ones. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really absurd that they get away with this.
No. I mean, I just don't know if I should bring her out to the outer world since she's been in so long. You know what I mean? I just don't.
No, she's safe or outside and in that damn place where they keep coming in with the virus, so to speak, so they say.
Yeah. It's true. My head is just spinning so because I have to think, should I let her have the vaccine? I'm not taking it, I know. Should I let her have it? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just so upset over the whole thing, you know?
See, I would,
and then
I would
find
like
out
to...
that the reason I couldn't get the phone call today was because one of Recreation has it.
I would like to find a lawyer who would sue these places and say, look, you know, you're taking in all this money. We expect you to follow what the health department is saying, but... You should be making provisions, you know, outside the nursing home. If the damn thing is coming in, you know, you're safer outside.
Yeah.
Provisions outside the nursing home. That's what you'd have to petition the court for. But can you get a lawyer to do it is another story.
Yeah, I mean, if I could just have her with me, where we're both negative, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And I wouldn't have to worry.
You know, you open up maybe a room, a small room in a church. Or Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
any place.
Churches aren't even open, I don't think, are they? Or you're only allowed to...
Well, you could get them to open.
And,
I mean, come on, they know how to contact these people.
You know, this is another part of Nazism and communism when they start closing down your churches and places of worship. That's another thing.
How about this? When they start, you know, censoring your videos and stuff.
Well, that's it. We know they've already censored the media. The media is finished. You can't worship, you know, in your places of worship. You have to be limited to a certain amount, and then they close down. So this is all part of, you know, what went on, in the 1930s and 40s, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. It's just getting very, very frightening, really. Frightening. It's getting very frightening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then you can, yeah. Yeah, you have to have a certain amount of people at your dinner. And, you know, I mean, it's too much. It's really getting to be too much. People are really going to get sick and tired of it. And
the point that we
got
to, that we keep, we want to keep emphasizing, none of this has helped anything.
No,
that's right.
That's the point of all this. What the hell has it done? If they could stand up and say, oh, only three people died from this virus because of what we did, then you got something. I mean, that's even terrible.
Yeah.
But the way it is now, how many damn people have gotten sick and died, according to the government, if you're going to believe this? Hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
And they're telling you to do this same old crap? Nah, there's something wrong with that. They're a bunch of idiots.
I know.
Either that or they just don't give a damn about people.
They're not the only one that's been banned by YouTube. Back
they
in went. October 15th, QAnon was banned from YouTube too, also. But they were QUNON. Yeah, they were banned also.
Why were they
banned? Where was it? I can't understand.
What?
I couldn't understand you.
I don't know what they were. QUNON. I think they're a Middle Eastern one.
Oh, QAnon? Wasn't that what they were always asking Trump? Did he know anything about them? I don't know what that is. I have no idea what it is. QAnon?
I think it's a Middle Eastern one. I'm not sure. Far-right movement that the FBI reportedly labeled domestic terrorism a threat or something like that.
Well, that's different. That is a bunch of crazy stuff. But I want to know about
the
cure.
All these, when all these movies used to be on, I was saying, oh, God, I hope this never happens in real life, and now it has. You know?
Yeah.
You know? All these movies
like
about plagues and all this garbage
out there.
And
I feel like, am I living a movie or am I living actual life here?
Well, the only thing is, in the movies, at least they have a happy ending and they end after 2 hours. This has gone on, you know. But
months.
Some of these movies that they put out are a little crazy, you know.
Yeah, well, this one's real life.
We'll try to find out.
They got tired of the movies and they made it real life.
What this is and why they took it off. And
you gotta find it. I can't find it, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, there's something strange about that. I mean, they're saying they took somebody off YouTube.
Here's one. What? No.
And they're not saying why.
Yeah.
Anybody
strange
can
about
say
that
something
too.
Bogus.
Yep. Yeah. I haven't gotten any false. Wait a minute. Information, but no. Nothing yet. I can't keep the same thing over and over again. Same thing. Not one of them saying why. Not one, Frank. I have
there's
four
something
sites already.
Strange about that.
Fishy, yeah.
Something very weird about that.
What about NBC?
It says
YouTube
temporarily suspends demonetization, meaning that means they're not allowing them to get money from their that's even worse, I think. Yep.
Temporarily, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they'll be back.
Yeah, but still, this is not right.
Maybe put it up again.
Be able. Yeah. For misinformation, I was hoping that NPR would have it. NPR, I didn't see anything about it either. But maybe they all don't know yet what it was about. It was taken down.
NPR will never have it. NPR is
second
same as the others.
I just got a pop-up, guys. Second stimulus. Something about a second stimulus. Let me read about that while you guys. Yeah, I know. Well, I'll
there'll be some good news. Anyway.
Yeah, right? That would be good. You can continue,
exactly.
And I'll be reading about a second stimulus.
Yeah.
Can you read it?
No,
not really. I just saw Second Stimulus as the title, and that's about it.
When I get it, I'll believe it.
That's what I know.
Talk. Damn ass, talk. Who the hell needs it? No more talk.
I know.
Action.
That's right. Action.
We want action.
That sounds like
we want
a
no damn talk.
Telling me action. A director telling me action on a set. Sure, this isn't all a movie. I'd like it to be. I wish it was.
All right, Inner Sight. We'll try to get info on this and the stimulus. And, pass it on, or people out there may get it before us, which is cool, you know.
Which is great.
All right, Inner Sight. Thank you, Maureen. Anything else?
Okay, thanks, guys. No, I just hope this crazy year ends soon and next year's better, I hope.
Think about what I said, because these administrators need to do a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
We'll think about something. We'll think about something. We'll find out something. Don't worry. We've got lovely jobs, by the way. Just called.
They should be making
provisions. I didn't get the call today, and I had a recalling all over, and then I finally find out that one of the recreation people has it. So that's why they didn't let them into the rooms with the residents. I found that out. There's two people there that are very good, and they give me the information, thank goodness, because I don't know what I'd do without them, you know. But they really tell me, you know, so that's good, because I was just worried. When I don't get the call at a certain time, I start worrying, and then I'm told, by the guard, recreation went home, and I thought, that's odd. They didn't even tell. They're not going to call, but then I found out why. So.
Why?
It's just
so he got it?
Horrible.
He got it?
Sorry.
Maureen, he got it?
I didn't get the call because they're not letting the recreation people into the residence, so I didn't get it, but at least I found out why I didn't get it, you know?
Oh, okay.
All
right, thank you. Any other callers?
Yes, Louie.
All right.
Lovely drops. Okay.
All right,
okay,
Maureen, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Maureen. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, okay.
Inner Sight Television, tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And hopefully they got some of our new shows over there. Thursday night, 7:30, Altice, they call it, Long Island wide, Inner Sight, all right? And tomorrow night is our last show for the week, Things Not to Be Thankful For. Anyway, we put the title out there a little bit, just a few friends, you know, and people like that title.
Yeah, they do. So, that's cool.
All right. Who we got on the line?
Lovey Drops.
All right. Inner Sight. Open mic.
Hello. All right, here he is.
Louie, are you there? Open
mic. Hi, Frank Perino.
Hey.
Hey,
Louie. How you doing, Lou?
Oh, hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank.
Yeah.
How you doing, Lou?
All right.
What are you
I'm ready
have
for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you are? What are you going to have?
The usual. I have white meat with turkey and with a little
like
stuffing and gravy and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's good. It sounds good.
I got to come over to your house.
Exactly. I know, man.
Dessert is pumpkin pie or custard pie or lemon pie.
What do you like better, or all of it?
Save me a piece.
No, all of it. What?
Huh?
Wow, one at a time.
Yes, yeah, save me a piece of each pie. I'll be there.
Oh, you like
a little
pie,
pumpkin
Frank?
Pie,
yeah.
A little lemon
most pie.
Pie.
Oh, nice. You like it all?
No, some of them. I like custard pie. It don't matter. And
you
I
like
put
hey,
them
Lou, excuse me. I got a question for you.
You're
going to
talk
very important
what's
question.
The questions?
Very important. What's very, question? Very hard question to answer. I know you can do it because you're a very, very smart guy. But this question has never been answered in the history of this country. All right? Does your turkey speak Spanish?
See, yeah.
I knew he could answer it.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Speak English. Is that Spanish?
Might be.
Pavo.
There you go.
Pavo. All right. No follies this week. Next week.
No follies.
One week for Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have dessert after I finish my dinner tomorrow, Thursday afternoon. And I'm going to watch a little football game. I'm going to watch the parade.
Nice.
Parade? Wait a minute. I think there is a parade, isn't it?
Nobody's not going to be there because of COVID-19.
But they're going to have a parade? But nobody's
going to
be there?
Yeah, without audience.
Really?
Invisible parade.
Oh, that's something new. That's something new.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Thank you, Louie.
And next week, they're going to light up the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
I know. They usually
robotic
do it around my birthday.
Parade.
Yeah.
Do it around my birthday.
Yeah,
every
I know. They got to light up that Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. All those vocal artists are going to be on the stage.
I know. Every year they do it, like, sometimes they do it on my birthday, but usually they do it around my birthday.
When's your birthday?
Wait a minute. Somebody told me that this tree is very tiny.
Yeah, this one. And they found a tiny little owl in it. It's so cute. It was a baby owl. Very, very cute.
Why is the tree so small? What's the purpose of that?
Oh, I don't know. But there was a baby owl inside of it.
Is this tree real?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I don't know why it would have to be so small. They should have a big, giant tree. It's healthier for the air. What the hell's the matter with these people? I tell you, man, these people are so damn distorted. All these things they've done, and the damn thing got worse. Get a big tree, you idiot. Stick it way up to the sky.
It hits Rockefeller Center, it'll be a big, tall tree.
Yeah, and inhale the fumes from those branches. That'll kill the virus.
Yeah.
And I'll be drinking on Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh.
No, too much drinking now.
Man,
I'll be drinking, Frank.
Louis Rivera with the Spanish turkey.
Uh-oh. He'll be dancing with the turkey. Uh-oh.
Oh, I got to go wash my hands, too.
Yeah, you better if you're going to be cleaning that turkey. Helps. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to use a glove.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put
a little
oil
of oregano on that turkey. One drop.
I'm not drinking bourbon or rye and whiskey.
What are you going to drink?
What are you
Jack Daniel?
Huh?
I never tried Jim Beam, I know.
Uh-oh.
You're going to drink Jack Daniel.
No, that's bourbon. That's too strong. In a shot glass, I better off a sangria in a shot glass.
There you go. That's what you usually do.
Sangria.
That's better.
Shot glass. How many shots do you take?
Ice? No, I'm drinking 30 glasses of sangria.
30? Little baby ones, I hope. Dimple 30 size.
Glasses of sangria in a shot glass?
They're about dimple
Holy
size.
Holy smoke. Well, I'll tell
you
one thing, Louis.
I got to drink 80 glasses of sangria.
No, you got to drink none of that.
Hey, you know,
much,
Lou.
Louis.
Yeah.
With all that alcohol and all that fruit in you, you'll never get the virus.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I got to take a nap for 24 hours. Yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom and let it out. I went, all that stuff.
Louie, you'll be the first one the zombies eat for sure. You'll be nice and pickled.
You better go to the bathroom. In the meantime, happy Thanksgiving.
I'll make sure I go to the right bathroom.
You know I'm teasing you, right, Louie?
Yeah, I know you're teasing. I love that.
Oh.
All right.
I know I'm only kidding around you guys. I'll drink one glass at a time, slow. That's all.
Please don't drink too much, okay?
Yeah, I know. Otherwise, I know. Then someone's going to help me to the bathroom. I go, that stuff.
No. Don't be that drunk, please.
All right, yeah. We're gonna go on with the show. Hey, Lou, have a good happy holiday and
have a great happy holiday.
Don't drink too much.
That's right.
Yeah, I drink it slow. Just one glass at a time. That's all.
That's it.
Yeah, or you could spritz it and then put a little bit in the, a little bit of soda in it. You know, spritz.
I won't eat too much turkey.
That'll make you sleepy. That'd be good. You might not drink too much.
Okay.
We have tricks, us women.
All right. Anybody? Any other calls?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Take care.
Healthy.
Take care.
Take care, healthy one, and be safe, Lou. Take care.
Okay.
We love you.
Open mic.
Love you back.
Bye-bye. Take care.
213-816-1650. Open mic. Anybody on the line?
No, just, they're both on hold, you know.
All right. One thing I got to say, I don't know what this thing is on YouTube, if it's bogus or what, but I'll tell you one thing. If it's real and it's herbal and somebody has discovered something, I just hope that this government gets off their ass and lets it come in. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Inner Sight said it. And, you know, all this stuff going on and people. I feel very bad for the business, the small business people, the mom and pop stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Walking down the street where I live on the main street, you know, and you got all these stores open. And this street used to be flooded with people, especially around this time
of
year, you know. And now you're lucky if two people walk by, you're lucky.
That's the truth.
You know? Like they're all scared, you know.
Oh, yeah. If you walk and brush by somebody's shoulder, they don't even want you to be by their shoulder. They'll wait until you pass before they come by, you know, and pass your shoulder. My friend was telling me that
people are so damn afraid of people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he and I weren't afraid, you know. He's a good friend of mine. He loved Inner Sight, you know, and we gave each other sort of a brotherly hug, you know. I'm not going to be intimidated by no damn ass virus. I won't.
Mm-hmm.
If I die, I'm going to die. But I'm going to die my way, son of a bitch. Not your way. Not doctor's way. Not the way of the hospital, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not the virus way. My way.
No. That's right.
See, that's what people should do. Stand up to this damn thing. You know, I told the people in the local coffee shop, I said, why don't you call your corporate people and tell them winter's coming. You don't allow anybody to sit in here. You're selling stuff to people. You're throwing customers out. I said, which to me is very rude. You know, why don't you tell your corporate people to get some outdoor heating out here? So people could sit.
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
You know? You can't sit out there.
They have
these little
bubble things in other states that I've seen on the internet.
Where the hell is
it
over here?
Nothing. I haven't seen one. It's like a little bubble.
Yeah.
I swear. I was like, why don't they have these here? You sit in a little bubble, literally.
I don't have a damn thing over
dinner.
Here.
Yeah, nothing. Not a thing.
You're not going to open your place. You want to sit outside, all right. Have something out there to warm the person up. Now you got the other thing, the wind. You put your stuff down on the table. The friggin' wind blows it all over the place. Now you got litter all over because of these stupid-ass politicians and these jackass doctors who don't know what the hell they're doing, you know. Let the damn doctors come around with a friggin' broom and clean the friggin' place up. That's what I say, along with the politicians. Because the whole damn thing
is
stupid.
And that's
just
the cleaning crew?
Hell yeah. Yeah, at least they'd be doing something productive. What the hell are they doing now? Sitting around saying, oh, this is horrible. It's going to be a long, horrible cold winter. Kiss my ass. Anybody knows that. You went to school for 16 years.
You know that.
To make a statement like that? What are you, a moron?
Yeah. That's what they are, if you ask me.
I mean, it's so damn ridiculous, man. And all these people supposedly that have died, I feel that that's horrible. What did these doctors do for them?
Or
my friend,
even
my friend got mad and got a little annoyed
family.
With me. My friend, Ira and I know each other for 40 years. My friend Ira got a little annoyed at me. Because I said, this damn thing is the fault of the doctors. He says, how can you say that? I said, because they're not letting any other types of healing come in.
Yeah.
You know?
What should have happened is all types, and I mean every type of healing known to
as long
man
as it doesn't hurt
on
people.
This earth, as long as it's not harming people, I mean really not killing them. That's what I'm talking about. Killing
You're not going to bring the devil crap in.
No, you're not going to bring things that are going to hurt people completely. I mean, turn literally bring them from a healthy person into an unhealthy person. Okay, that's one thing. That's my criteria. If you're going to make somebody from a healthy person into an unhealthy person, your form of medicine does not belong on the table, period.
They haven't
but
done
you're
enough
going to bring,
to help
but if
you.
You're going to bring healthy stuff onto the table, things that come from Earth, okay, what harm is it going to do to bring that to the table?
It's going
to
cut into
period.
Their money. That's all they give
That's
a damn
it.
About.
That's all they give a darn about. That's all they give a darn about. Period. That's where it comes down to. It goes right into their pocket.
You think they donated their time to create this vaccine?
No.
$1 billion.
I know. I told you that.
Was the last figure
I
heard.
It.
$1 billion, world.
Yep, I read it.
And how many people are going to die from that?
We don't know yet. Time will tell.
Crazy, yeah. Man.
And that's just that's just one vaccine company. I don't know what the others got.
Who the hell knows?
Yeah, could you imagine if that's just one, what did the other get? And the other, and the other.
And we can't even get a lousy little stimulus.
No. We each
they
spent can't
all the money on poison,
than,
that's why.
Wait. Each disabled person, myself, okay, say, I can't get more than $23,000 a year. That is pitiful. And these vaccine manufacturers got $1 billion. $1 billion
to create poison.
To make one vaccine.
We got to get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night.
That's all I have to leave you with.
Tomorrow night show. Things not to be thankful for. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled.
Disability.
631-224-3090. And Suzanne, co-host, engineer, will be. I want to thank all the callers. We'll be with you tomorrow night, our Thanksgiving show. So stay cool out there. We'll try to find out what the cure is. The bogus cure.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. This has been Open Mic Around the World. Over. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.